And we're back in Sydney on a beautiful, sunny Monday afternoon. We're a little bit late thanks to the Easter long weekend. And joining us round the table, we've got Johnny in the corner, Lee, J-Mo, his mate Guinness.
He's
sitting next to a United fan. Yeah,
he's the Madonna J-Mo.
Jess is the anchor.
We've got Guinness all in. We've got Guinness. I'm here, of course, and here's
Jess, yeah.
Bernsey.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Gorgeous. Off to the UK tomorrow.
What sort of exciting things have you got planned yet?
What's on the itinerary?
Weddings, more weddings.
One wedding.
Yeah.
Plenty of football matches.
No funerals.
No funerals.
A lot of lager.
Yep. We get into Ireland on Australia Day, Anzac Day. That should be large.
Yeah,
and,
great.
And a couple of other things here and there. But anyway, straight into the agenda. First up, we've got the A-League. And we're in finals time at the moment, but in true FFA style, they've taken the attention away from the final series to put the attention onto a new Western Sydney team that's coming into the league next year.
Well, is that really the FFA's fault, or can you lay that at the feet of Clive Palmer, who sort of started the whole thing to begin with?
Well, we're in the semi-final time of the A-League,
yet
they've gone and announced a new team. I mean, seriously.
I don't know, every day counts though, doesn't it? When you give yourself six months to launch your club, but you haven't got a coach,
this is
CEO, a ground,
a player,
a badge.
This is what I've been worried about for that since that whole Clive Palmer thing started. It was just, I knew this was going to happen. The Gold Coast were not going to get. Gold Coast had two games at the end of the regular season to get behind their team. They didn't, and the writing.
We
was
knew
on
they
the
weren't going front. To do it.
The writing was on the wall.
But I like the Twitter handle.
New Sydney Club.
At New Sydney Club. I put it on Twitter and I went, I actually really like that name. Great. It's really warm. I'm really warm to it. New Sydney Club FC. And the amount of people who thought I was serious. But then I thought, well,
this is a lot about your followers, Lee.
Maybe like Sydney City.
Sydney City?
City.
No, we've already got that in the Premier League.
It's in the West.
Yeah, it's in the West. The thing that annoys me about it is this whole thing is being driven by the FFA's agenda. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, it needs to be really well thought out, and I don't think it has been. I think it's been rushed.
I think they just got the business plan from Sydney Rovers and gone, hello, we'll run with this.
Yeah, but they've managed to get all this funding from the Australian government, which I completely disagree with.
Wasn't it redirected, though? The funding was originally for Football New South Wales to relocate to Riverston, and now they've redirected it to redevelop Valentine
it's
Park.
It's just ridiculous.
Anyway, it's coming. You're going to have a rival, Jess.
Bring it on.
Another one.
Another rival for the rugby league.
West, do you mean?
Well, they haven't even decided how far west they're going yet.
Well, as far as...
Campbelltown.
It's ridiculous.
As far
that's
as,
not west. That's southwest.
As far as I'm aware...
Are we getting that picky now? Where do you want them to play?
What's going to happen, the home ground is going to be Parramatta Stadium. They're going to have satellite games, maybe one or two games a season in Campbelltown and in Penrith. And the marquee fixtures against Melbourne and Sydney FC are going to be at ANZ Stadium.
ANZ
Stadium
is the worst.
Well,
right,
most people.
No,
I read a lot
stadium.
Of online forums. So
we've been to ANZ Stadium for Socceroos matches, as you all know. It's terrible. Terrible.
It is.
And that was in context.
The worst stadium.
It's the way, yeah, and the only reason they're going there is because the whole stadium's a white elephant, and basically ANZ Stadium will
pay up front.
They will pay teams to play there so that the place gets filled, and then the stadium gets all their income from the food and beverages and all that other stuff around it. So, it was what I was worried about. It's what we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. They should have tried to keep Gold Coast afloat.
No.
No.
Well, no. Listen,
Gold
hang on.
Coast
listen.
Even when you look at the Gold Coast Suns,
I realise.
Disaster. Gold Coast Titans in the NRL.
They're going
disaster.
I'm not that bad.
They've got no money. They're broke.
They just have to sell the centre of excellence. The skin.
But you're saying like they're not bad.
People talk about the Gold Coast. They were a decent team.
There's teams decent,
but people talk about the Gold Coast as being this area Gold thing here.
There's one in Melbourne.
But they talk about this area of the Gold Coast having X amount of population, but then it's all spread out and.
It is massively spread. The only reason this has all come in, it's been a perfect storm of Clive Palmer screwing over the FFA and all that sort of stuff. And the new TV deal is going to be renegotiated in the next 6 months. Has to be with 10 teams. Can't do it with 9. And I hate using the word, but they have to have the heartland in the
league.
They were quite high ones as well.
He had his arms up, didn't he?
There was a drinking game going online every time Ben Buckley said the word Heartland. Everyone had to take a beer.
Hey, wait, can everyone just go like after the camera?
Just Bugs Bunny or?
that's going to be on the. Yeah.
But in other more positive A-League news, we've had the major and the minor semi-finals this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
So Raw have got past, Brisbane Raw have got past Central Coast Mariners, even though the Raw, they must have the referee in their back pocket. I'll tell you what. Seriously.
I was quite happy to see it, to be fair.
I mean, I watched the second game.
I was quite happy to see it. And do you know the reason why? 9,000 for it.
I know.
Yeah, terrible.
There's been this argument that Central Coast should get the grand final should they qualify.
Nah.
Well, they can't even get 9,000 there for a semi final.
That's all right. It's up in Suncorp again, which is the best stadium in Australia, pretty much.
For that very reason. Why? There's going to be another game anyway, where
they win or lose. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's true. Because they'll have to play. Central Coast are going to have to play.
That, if it was knockout, then maybe. You know,
well, they're going to have.
They're not out, are they?
But other than that, I mean, the Central Coast fans have had to, well, some of them have paid for Asian Champions League football at the same time, and because the FFA control the finals tickets as well, so they become like $45.
Yeah. They're a little bit more expensive, but it's not that bad.
We're still getting beaten 2-0 as well.
Well, that sucks.
The game this coming weekend is going to be the important one because
I can see Glory doing it.
I've been saying for weeks that it's going to be Perth Brisbane.
Is that Jane's Perth Glory? Because Jane did put it out there last week when she decided on a club. Perth Glory.
I can't believe you didn't choose Phoenix. I
can't believe you didn't choose Jets.
Well, it was the gorilla, wasn't it? gorillas turned. You got gorillas, and we got gorillas sent to our house as well.
So, did anybody watch the Perth Wellington game on Saturday? It was a good game. Wasn't it?
It was a good game. I thought Wellington were going to come back.
I was picking Perth to walk all over him, and then it was a really good game.
It was only when I was in Wellington the other week, and I was chatting to Phoenix fans, and then you realise how long it takes to get from Wellington to Perth. The quickest you can do it is 15 hours. Oh no,
10.
10.
10 hours.
But on average,
how many stopovers have you got in that? It's not a direct flight.
Yeah, you've got one stopover. But most of you can go from between 10 and 22 hours.
This is crazy.
So let's say 15 hours.
Jesus.
It's not really good preparation, is it, with a week's notice?
No.
So bye bye, Phoenix. Anyway, Glory march on. And I actually think Glory will do Brisbane in the final.
No way.
What do you want me to say? Wife Sacker. What be dinner time?
No, I'm with you. I'm thinking Glory will get up.
Brisbane will get them.
You won't.
They were so much better last night than the Central Coast. There's no way Perth will beat them. No way.
If Brisbane win it, is the Cogblue going to be on to Melbourne?
Victory,
I don't think he'll leave. With the money that's behind Brisbane now with these Indonesian owners, I don't think they'll let Ange go. The only way he'll go is if he says I want to leave.
Money behind him. He's going to leave. He's from Melbourne, isn't he, Jess?
So what can they spend the money on now?
Yeah. Huh?
Definitely can they spend the
they
money
can
like
get
that?
They can give him a contract and they can
not a salary cap.
Huh? Not on coaches. No, coaches can spend whatever you want.
Have Melbourne one of the wealthiest clubs in the league?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melbourne are about the only team turning a profit.
There you go.
He's gonna go to Victory.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think he'll stay.
But one of the biggest A-League travesties this week, Newcastle Jets.
Why?
Turf Franny Jeff is out. Offered him a contract 2 weeks ago and then sort of had a bit of a gentleman's agreement and then this week turfed him.
No.
Turfed him.
Not according to what I've been told. Not according to what I've been told.
Franny wasn't happy.
He got the impression he was offered something. Nothing was offered.
Typical Aussie contract.
How many clubs do the same? Yeah, wind up merchant. Yeah. Look at
it. It wasn't. He 2 weeks ago, he thought he would get the deal, and the next thing you know,
where's he going? He's
going back to the UK.
It was hypothetical.
No, we'll follow Robbie Fowler.
There's apparently some A League clubs interested in picking him up, so I think he'll be back for the next season. But he's gone back to the UK, obviously. But there was always going to be a choice between Bridges and Jeffers.
Jeffers hasn't
scored one goal and assisted in two.
Is someone going to pick up Liam Reddy though?
Better than Declan at Arsenal.
You don't want him anymore?
I don't think we'll have him anymore. I think that from what I've been told, Sydney FC are taking further action on Liam Reddy to the point where he will no longer play.
Yeah, he'll be Western Sydney's inaugural goalkeeper.
Oh, we can have him. See you later.
Clint Bolton.
Oh, Clint Bolton won't go.
Clint Bolton's still at heart.
Yeah, he's got another year or so.
I don't think he's off contract.
No, he's not off contract, but I think he'll go.
He's that much of a Judas, he would. Anyway.
Just to cheer you up, Jess.
Moving on to Man City.
Oh, come on, James.
What we weren't talking about City today.
No, it's
a City player on Twitter.
You didn't read the agenda.
Send me a text message saying we're scrapping.
No, what does it say?
I actually seen this on Twitter the other day, and it's...
Is this City player? Tell us about him.
Well, I don't know much about him. This is the first I've heard.
Sam Jones. Posted gleefully on Twitter.
But at the end of the day, I mean...
I'm Welsh.
It happens. Paul Scholes was an Oldham fan.
This kid is now signed for City and he's cheering on Twitter that United are scoring.
Yeah, but it's a kid.
It's pretty harmless. It's stupid to do it on Twitter, but how many clubs pick up their rivals in there? Like how many Everton youngsters come through the Liverpool system and vice versa?
Loads, but if you put it on Twitter, that's what I just said.
Yeah. Fowler, man of men.
Yeah, but he didn't put it on Twitter, did he?
To be fair though, Twitter wasn't around then.
And what they said, what
chalkboards.
What you don't.
I don't know. Jamie Carragher got his testimonial. Put one scored in the cup, didn't he? For Everton, so he's always got to score in the cup. So
yeah,
no one's seen him.
The amount of stuff Jamie Carragher's done for Liverpool, that's fine.
Go on.
Does
it involve a lady?
He's the highest scoring English player against Liverpool.
Who?
In the history of the Premier League.
Who?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Who's that?
Jamie Carragher. He scored eight own goals. There's no other English player that scored more goals against Liverpool.
No, he scored the most own goals. He's not the highest scorer against Liverpool.
Yes, English player. Yes, he is. Look it up.
Fair enough.
Google it.
That's a good pub question.
I like the way you're diverting it all the way from City.
Anyway, let's move on to the next one.
Which we're still on City.
Still on City.
We're on City. Yeah. Oh, so you're a United fan.
We've got 8 points.
Are you happy?
What? That's that.
Are you happy with United?
Yeah, absolutely
pleasant. Where was you?
We watched the game last night together.
Oh, we watched the game last night. It was hilarious because... the thing is though...
I can tell by Jamo's face
United
it's hilarious.
Obviously, and it was a bit dodgy that goal. But anyway... After the match, then the City game was on, like, we were talking about before, and then, obviously, they scored with 2 minutes to go, the game had finished, and, like, two Liverpool lads, and J-Mo, they was absolutely ill with it. They was all depressed, I went to bed straight away, turned the TV off, and watched anything. Laughing
at them. Really.
Absolutely gutted.
We'd been drinking for 12 hours straight. You know, we did well to stay up to watch any of the games, to be honest. At one point, I couldn't even see the TV.
Coming out a bad thing.
But, yeah, it's...
So what was the score last night?
Talking about
Arsenal, but Balotelli's he's been done it again, hasn't he?
Yeah,
that's it over.
After getting caught with Wayne Rooney's,
give him. You know what I'm pissed off about? Is now, like, Balotelli's a great player. I would love to have seen him in the Euros for Italy. He's not going to get in the squad now. No. Brandelli already dropped him because he's been messing around. He's definitely not going to get in the Italy squad. That's a class player. That's
going to
be there,
and it's his own fault. It's purely his own fault. He was getting targeted
by Arsenal players last night. Every time he went into a tackle, albeit one of them was horrendous and he should have been sent off, but that's probably why he got targeted. The players were rolling around on the floor screaming.
Well, yeah.
And it was minimal contact.
Yeah, but Mancini should have took him off.
He should have took him off at half time.
Should have subbed him.
Exactly. He knows what he's like.
Exactly. He's too easy to wind up, and it just so two yellow cards.
We've made a lot of mistakes, and
he's probably going to get a retroactive ban for the tackle on Son.
He's still got to be the manager next season.
I was going to ask because there's loads of people today in the paper, UK paper, saying fire him. I think that would be a disaster to fire him.
Exactly. We've played some great football this year, and we've had a bit of dip in form recently. Mm.
And it's been a steady improvement. Yeah, like, you've always finished higher than the previous season.
Yeah, so, and, you know, I say stick with him, and
this is City's best chance of winning the league. United, we've been decent, but you know, Arsenal have gone back.
Why haven't you picked up something?
Liverpool have gone so far back
out of the last 36.
What?
You picked up 34 points out of the last 36.
But that's what you know. No, but that's what we're doing. We're going to run. You know what I mean? You just
as Patrick Vieira come out and commented on their poor scores.
Yeah, no, brilliant, great comment. The same Patrick Vieira that Man City signed for experience when he was 35, and he was way past it. You know what I mean? So I've got two totally different players. But Scholes
has
answered
him
back.
It is tenfold.
With one eye.
I hope he gets in the England squad. That'd be the only time I'll be interested in watching England in the Euros.
How long ago did he bail out of the England squad? 2004. It was a while ago.
He got messed around. When he was on the left wing and all that. He was 30 years old.
I'd bring him back.
Oh well.
I'd love to see him play for England one last time at the Euro. It would make it more interesting. To be honest, at the minute, I'm not even bothered about watching England. I'd rather watch Holland on Saturday.
But speaking of
decent football,
speaking of Europe, Chelsea are into the semi-final of the Champions League.
Yeah, but that's it now. They're not going to get past Barcelona.
Did you see Messi this morning? Goal number 60 for the season.
He better score when I'm watching Barcelona. Yeah, someone's going
to
lose a leg.
Are you going to the Barcelona game? Yeah. I think you're right.
Taking the piss.
Yeah, have you got tickets or you just...
No, where is it? Apparently...
60 goals.
He's got 7 more to go to break Muller's record from 1976 or whenever
it was. He's 24 and he's already broken the record for Barcelona being Barcelona's all-time leading goal scorer.
He's all right, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be good in a few years.
Yes. A prospect.
I think Kenwright might have to sell a few more theatre tickets before
what
he
gets
to. What
else has he got to do before we acknowledge
him? Win a World Cup. Yep. He's already one of the greatest players. But he's got to. If he wins a World Cup.
Say he's not the best player in the world now. At 24, he's not as long as league goal scorer.
Yeah, definitely.
He's just knocked 60 goals in.
The icing on the cake will be if he wins a World Cup.
Ronaldo's at about 50.
What?
Is he?
But Cristiano Ronaldo.
But no one likes Ronaldo, do you?
Yeah, that's the thing though.
Really
Messi
good.
Seems like
why
a nice
guy. Why does no one like him
though? Because he's a tosser. He's a massive tosser.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I can't say it.
What, you can.
What?
You can say it because if
it's in context.
If it's in context.
It's in context.
Who's a cunt?
I'll be editing that.
We say do himself any favours.
Without a bleep over it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'll get a
and I will.
Sorry.
We say it a bit where the babies come in. Okay?
Hey, Johnny.
See you next Tuesday.
I have to edit that too, Johnny. Jesus.
Well, we should be seeing Barcelona when we're over there. They're meant to be playing Malaga.
Well, look, he scored that goal and he got his thigh muscle out. Yeah. What, yo? Who does that for a goal celebration?
I'd have kicked him in his thigh.
Balotelli who whips his t-shirt on saying why always me and stuff like that.
No, but that's not like...
He's a prick.
Why always me? but that's more like I'm getting the thigh muscle out, look at me muscle, if I can hit the ball dead hard. You know,
it wasn't rocket.
That's like ego.
It's not quite to the level of the Liverpool vs Everton stoush last week, is it? It's all a bit.
No, that'll carry on next Sunday.
We've been talking about
next Sunday.
Now,
God,
so
yeah,
so
you've said everything.
Yeah, Mossett, he's
Skype myself in next Sunday.
Next Saturday night, 9:30 at the Royal Exhibition, Kickoff Central.
So Chelsea won last night.
Chelsea beat Wigan 2-1.
But do we reckon?
Two offside goals.
Are they in
fourth? Offside goals.
Well, they're still in fifth, aren't they?
I only have seen fifth.
Because Tottenham
two,
drew.
I was there for the whole game, but I only seen
Tottenham drew, yeah.
Tottenham drew.
Chelsea.
Arsenal have gone in. Arsenal have jumped above.
Liverpool
Tottenham
continue
again.
To choke.
Newcastle.
Yeah, well, don't even start.
Do you reckon Roberto Di Matteo is going to get this job? Or?
No.
Really?
Who, what? No. You're not,
he's done all right, Annie.
No. He's done okay,
What you've got to realise now, this summer is...
Hey, me or anyone in
the everyone in the team.
Anyone
so
listening.
You've got to realise it, that this summer is where all the big moves are going to be made.
You've been saying this for weeks.
It is, though. This is the last time that anyone could really spend ridiculous thing about it, you know, affecting necessarily the
aren't you down to the Telling City? You can only spend $35 million next year.
What's that saying?
Yeah, but they've got a lot of people to move out.
Yeah, no, but it says City have got a budget of $35 million.
Because
the wage bill that's doing City.
Yeah, but when you get Tevez and Adebayor off the box, so you're looking at $30 million in transfer.
Because the fair play watching has started now, hasn't it?
But yeah.
January was the last option.
But go on. Do you don't think he's going to do it?
I think Chelsea will get a big name in.
I think.
What big names are left?
I think this summer we're going to see a lot of movement, and could even be movement at teams like Barcelona, Real Madrid, in terms of their cup management at the moment.
Well, touching on management, Roy Hodgson, he wants to sign again for West Brom, but with a get-out clause if England want him. Now, I don't know enough about English football, but
he's got no chance.
He actually believes it as well.
Hold on, West Brom are down in relegation, aren't
no,
they?
No, they're about mid. They're 14th or 15th. They're 14th or 15th.
They're just behind Liverpool. They probably are, aren't they? They've got a league
they're
table.
Not far off.
I'll get you a league table, but fans, you made me switch my phone off. I don't know why.
Yeah, I wonder why.
But I don't think he's going to get it. I don't think he's going to... I don't think he's going to get it. He's got
no,
no chance.
You won't get the England job.
But we'll be told.
They'll go abroad.
Faff around with Redknapp. Because we're going to end up with like 2 weeks' notice. Shit, innit?
Redknapp, I saw Redknapp.
He's just going to be going in as a figurehead anyway, isn't he?
Did Van der Vaart come out at the start of the season and say, likes playing for Redknapp because he's no tactics? He just got the matrix of like.
Go on, son.
He's got nothing to lose on Eddie Redknapp if he gets the England job. Because, yeah. You know, if they failed, everyone's expecting to fail anyway. Mm-hmm. To get past the group stage,
would you want Redknapp to be coaching?
I wouldn't be surprised if Stuart Pearce actually took charge.
I think he will.
Nice in the suit.
Well, you've got Hoddle putting his hat in the ring.
Hoddle, yeah.
Unfinished business.
I thought Glenn Hoddle was a great man. England manager. We played some cracking football under Glenn Hoddle, and you know, it's a shame.
I don't think Beckham likes him.
No.
Does it matter?
What?
Beckham.
Does it matter?
Yeah,
Beckham's not good. Beckham's going to be wrestling himself in line for the
I'm
Olympics.
I'm still upset that he upset.
Did he what?
Look, we touched on Twitter just earlier, but this year the English Women's Super League will have their Twitter handles on their shirts.
Yeah, do you know they've started playing in summer now? So the Women's Super League play in summer, so it's out of the regular season.
Now,
this is women's professional football.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We saw this, this happened in, it was either lacrosse, the NBA, or the NFL.
Right.
Can't remember which sport it was.
Edgy, you bet there, Jess.
Yeah, it was one of the three. But it had some of the highest levels of engagement with their players and their fans in the social media world. But if the English women can do this, then the Australian women can do this. And this is another thing that gives me shit about the Western Sydney team. What? When the FFA aren't going to stick in there and like give the money to the W League, which is a...
They'll give them $1 million.
No. But there's teams out there like Perth Glory and a couple of other teams saying,
they're giving Western Sydney women.
We can't afford to put our women's teams into... keep them in the W League, yet they can give all this money to the West. It's a different argument, I understand, it's different pools of money, but there is no excuse for the W League not to be funded. That is the stomping ground of our Matildas, our Asian Cup winning Matildas side. Where did we finish in the World Cup? It was like third or fourth? There is absolutely no excuse teams not being supported.
And the running costs of them,
but taking it to a promotion.
But yes, back to Twitter.
I think it's great.
I think it's a really
good
idea.
Because I read the article. The first thing it did was follow the two female footballers from the English Super League on Twitter.
I think it's a great
idea. And I follow quite a lot of Matildas as well.
Yeah. There's a couple of gentlemen players that are on.
Not just on Twitter.
Just get around the streets. Yeah. Just don't tell them.
You can't
be hold up.
We can't discuss that due to a court order.
Innocent. It was found innocent.
The Australian women's cricket team are actually very... the Southern Stars is what they're called. They are very prominent on Twitter. Shut up.
Yeah, hey, Mo.
I'm going to glass your face. Seriously.
But do they do it?
They don't put their names on the back of their jerseys or anything, but I think it's something that women's sport... Look, they need every help that they can get.
It's a bad idea.
There's a lot of women's professional footballers on Twitter.
I think everyone...
It should be promoted.
There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch
Melissa
of
Melissa Barbieri is very popular. She's an Australian goalkeeper.
Is she hot?
Jets.
She's very attractive. Yes, married, unfortunately.
Married. Wouldn't make a difference.
For her or you?
I should still brush me anyway. If she's single, she's still brushing me.
First thing Johnny says.
I say plenty.
No, look, I think it's a great idea and I would like to see more of it happen, personally.
Well, yeah, your team, who you play for. How about putting your Twitter handles on
your
shirt?
Look, we had a 6-1 win in our first game of the season. I don't want to brag.
But would you put your Twitter name on your shirt?
Totally. Absolutely.
Would
I think it's a great idea.
You're playing for like our Giants or whoever it is you play
Saints.
For. Like our Saints.
For your 4 B's
your name on it?
No.
Why?
Because he doesn't even use Twitter.
He does.
I've never seen you.
He's got like a blue moon on his avatar.
Is there any beer of your choice, the 4 B's? Is there any beer of your choice, the 4 B's?
No, we'll see. It depends if I score any goals or not, I'm sure it'll go up in value.
Guinness, are you on Twitter?
No,
it didn't surprise me.
It's too hard.
Yeah, I can't be doing my lot following. I don't understand it. Facebook's enough for me.
But I did forward it. I got the article and I forwarded it onto the Twitter handle OzAUS Women's Game, which is Anne. So I sent it on to her and she liked it, favoured it, but then didn't message me back. Charming.
Don't be a hater, mate.
Not a hater, I just felt disappointed.
Look, in other news, Gillingham.
Oh,
here we go.
Bristol Rovers.
He's leading off.
Time for Johnny to pipe up.
No, me and Johnny are going to do this together.
All right.
Gillingham.
Apparently, I didn't do a good enough job last week. So.
No, you read straight from the paper. I heard that.
I need more beers. Yeah.
Gillingham monologue. Ad lib it. Make it up, even if it's not true.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Got a draw at Bristol Rovers.
Whoa, steady on.
got a draw.
Talking out of turn.
Yeah, got a draw. So I think that was pretty 2-2.
2-2.
At Bristol Rovers. I think it was well.
Dale again.
He has healed.
This is the guy who has split goals.
Yep.
He's on all.
Oh my god, that
we did.
Yep, can still have kids too, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, it's only skin when important. It comes down
no,
to
no, no, it was split open.
I actually suffered a similar injury the other day.
But I'm going to watch this on the internet.
So you lost yours.
Does it count if it's self inflicted?
Just grooming.
It's alright. But anyway. Gillingham is still ninth. They're still in touch.
62 points.
That's wrong.
Yeah, they're still in touch.
I don't want to know.
They're on 62 points in ninth.
I'm fine.
So they're all right. Who's up next?
Dagenham next.
Dagenham's up next.
Apparently, all tickets sold.
Really?
I just made that up. That's sounded good there.
But they're getting good.
It
crowds.
Did sound good.
But Jess, I've got something for you.
£6,000 for the last match.
Gillingham FC end of season events. You're over there. 29th of April.
I'll be on my way to Barcelona.
Oh, it's in the Blues Rock Barcelona. Cafe. Because you know what I discovered? Gillingham Stadium has got a nightclub, the Blues Rock Cafe.
No
it
oh
has, yeah.
God.
It looks good and all.
It's like the hills have eyes.
It looks the business. We've got that end of season black tie dinner, so that's going all right. And I think it's 40 quid, 45 quid.
Is that all you can drink and eat?
It's definitely a feed.
Mm. So steak and chips.
You get a fee for that. It says carriages at 12:30 a.m. Was that mean a bus home?
That sounds good.
It's probably a horse and carriage.
On that, they have like player of the year presentation and all that. So that's good.
Sydney FC are having one of those dinners and it's about $220.
So Gillingham's going all right with 45 yeah. quid, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's the meal?
They're in 20 spots, so the Gillings are a big show.
At the casino.
Yes, at the casino. They are a good night. They really are a good night.
Yeah, no, I've been to the Jets one after we won the grand final.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Then I was on the Gillingham website the other day. And I was checking out, Johnny, haven't you got a commercial, an area manager's job?
Yes,
so you could apply for a job while you're over here, Jess.
Do you have a British passport?
Actually, no, I don't.
They're working holiday.
Did they fill the food manager's
job? Well, the retail beverage, it's not there anymore, so I'm presuming it's filled. Maybe they're on probation.
There you go. 2 years, we'll never see you.
Don't be like that, you cry yourself to sleep, Jono. What were you saying, Johnny?
Yeah, we're still Johnny, listening,
John. Sorry, I'm going to carry on with Gillingham, and then we're going to come to Johnny's got an honest day if it was yesterday.
Oh, yes, I do, sorry.
And then I've got an honest day if it was 2 days ago.
Mine is also 2 days ago, too.
All right.
I thought ahead.
Okay.
Well, let's see who's his best. Let's go.
All right. Well, I want to fear this, go on to Past Masters. That's a section on their website. And check this out. You know,
Past
Gillingham.
Masters.
It's a Beatles album. Players.
Pardon?
Past great Bob players.
Taylor. Oh, past.
Citizen Bob Taylor.
Yeah. Steve Bruce Guinness played for Gillingham for years.
Him and his big fat head.
Done well. And then that was before he went to Norwich.
Carl Sava.
He made his debut, I think it was in 90. This made me feel old.
Steve Bruce.
1978.
What he made his debut?
For Gillingham.
Hello? And you know what? Because his nose like that in his first game.
Yeah. Because he played
for Gillingham. He's a legend, that's why.
But what really got me is I was reading through all this story. In his first full season, he got Player of the Year. And then he hung out because he wanted a better contract and refused to sign because bigger clubs were sniffing around.
United.
Now, broke his leg, didn't he? All over Red Rover, Stevie. So then he went back and then he ended up getting signed by Norwich and then the rest of the season's history. So he might go back.
Very underrated in the England national team, Steve Bruce. He should have played more games.
Do you reckon?
Definitely. He was playing at the time, Des Walker and Palace, though.
Was that the end of you, Lee?
No, he's still doing it on this day.
Two days ago. 2 days ago.
Johnny's done it on this day.
If it was 2 days ago.
If it was two days ago.
That's been a full...
Oh, Lee's got props.
I've got props today.
Oh, Johnny, so
which is awesome for an audio-only podcast.
It's not, because I'm going to put them on the picture. Like, right. On this date, if it was yesterday, in 1996,
Been Sunday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Well, that's 2 days ago.
That's what I've just said.
No, you didn't. You said yesterday. You said yesterday.
All right, sorry, Johnny.
Right back.
All right.
I'm leaving. No wonder Matt left. Jeez.
I want you to do yours first.
Okay, on this date, it was 2 days ago. Gillingham beat Southend United 2-1.
Have you got props?
No.
All right.
Just my wit.
Okay. That's all right. We're coming to the NRL. I mean, they can't. Get a Grolsch. Get him a Grolsch. In 1996, on this date, if it was 2 days ago, thanks, Johnny.
Saturday the 7th.
Yes.
Okay.
Gillingham beat Hartlepool 2-0. And the goal scorer was Tony Butler. Who does that look like?
Phil Neville.
It does, doesn't it?
I have no idea.
Before he spent time in a concentration camp.
Are they different people?
That's Phil Neville.
Oh my goodness.
And that's Gary Neville. I bought these. Jane, take a picture of this.
Can you please burn those photographs?
Where did you buy them?
Well, was at a charity football media association a few months ago. And they were having these prints. There was loads of different ones. And they were on an auction. And the Neville brothers come up and everyone started laughing. So I was like, there's absolutely no way. Phil Neville, our club captain, no one's laughing. So they're all going for like $50, $60, $70. So Jane just went straight in and she went $120 for the pair.
Oh, you're a strong woman, Jane. I always knew it.
How's that time capsule going under your pool, Gary?
Well, doesn't this guy from, what was his name? Tony Butler.
I remember that's what he looks like.
I remember him. I think he really had severe injuries. He weren't a bad player. I think
he had severe injuries. He looked like he could film Neville.
They really do look alike.
With the Neville brothers.
And it's not a good thing.
I tell you what, if any of our listeners want these and check out the photo, tell me in 20 words or less and I'll send them one.
Could I give you something in 20 words or less to destroy them?
Yes.
No, you can't.
Because I'm a Liverpool supporter and I would like to shred them.
No, but we made sure we bought them. Jane was really impressed and she tweeted them to Phil Neville himself.
And did Phil Neville tweet
No,
you
he
back?
Didn't. He's gone the tip.
Right.
Once a Neville.
Well, speaking of past legends.
Come on, God. Yeah.
Maradona in Australia. Hello. Now, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
All right, have you seen the pricing structure?
Just looking at him now, that is a joke.
Okay,
so what's the difference between a meet and greet and a close encounter?
Does that come with a rub and a tug as well?
So
let's just go through them. Meet and greet VIP package is almost $1,700.
Yeah.
Hand of God VIP package, $600.
I think Hand of God, you might get to touch him.
Shake his hand.
Or you get a grab of
coke.
Or you get a grab
of coke
of him.
Yeah, go on.
You've got the Ultimate Fans Package for $400.
Yeah.
The Platinum Seat from between $99 and $130.
Yeah.
And it just goes lower. But the Close Encounter VIP Package is $2,000.
Yeah.
Australian dollars.
I've put it all there, Jess, so you can explain each one of this ridiculous situation.
So a Close VIP Package, so this is $2,000. You get one ticket on the stage.
Nice.
You get a meet and greet plus photo opportunity with Maradona himself.
So photo opportunity, so there's no guarantee.
No guarantee.
It's an opportunity.
You get pre-event VIP function hosted by
Mark
Bosnich.
Well, you think so for
$2,000. Including canapes.
Can't be Matt Bosnich.
Well. Canapes, house, beer, wine and soft drinks.
Canapes.
This
sausage
is at,
rolls.
Oh, All Phones Arena. Oh my God. You get a commemorative soccer ball with an exclusive Maradona insignia enclosed in a clear display case available for collection from the VIP front. This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
No, this event was put off. It was delayed because nobody's selling tickets.
It's got to go tits up.
This is ridiculous. Okay, meet and greet VIP package. This is $1,700. One reserve seat ticket.
You've not sold it to me yet, Jess.
All right, wait. One reserve seat ticket in the front row. Meet and greet plus photo opportunity with Maradona.
Not guaranteed.
Again, you get sausage rolls and meat pies. And again, you get your soccer ball.
Do they know there's a global financial crisis on? Or?
And a grab of coke.
So what
happens? Because you know he doesn't
speak
English.
Probably cheaper to get a grab of coke. So is he going to stand on the stage and speak Spanish?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
He'll have a translator.
Don't bother going to that. Just go to the Ivy that night. He'll be in there with loads of birds around him.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
But would you get? Here,
yeah, but you still have to go to that.
But would you get like? So you got platinum, gold, silver. Would you get for silver at 89?
You probably sit all the
depending,
way back.
Depending on where the seat is.
Where's the All Phones?
All Phones is the arena of Homebush. Yeah.
That's where I saw Justin Timberlake.
It's massive. Used to be called the Superdome.
Justin Timberlake was great.
It used to be the Superdome.
No, well, that's ridiculous.
My Max.
No, it ain't working.
Not Thunderdome, you idiots.
So no one's going to go to see Maradona?
No.
Absolutely not.
It's only £2,000.
What a ripoff.
What's up, you know? Well, all right, Jess.
Sydney are putting on much better events.
Go on, tell us.
Well, come the...
They're getting Dwight York back.
No. Sydney is in a city.
Oh, okay.
Is in a city. We've got Vivid coming up, which is the festival where they light up the Opera House.
Pretty
good.
It's
all free. Yeah. Great festival. The music lineup's excellent. And there'll be I think there'll be another big announcement coming. Last year it was The Cure.
No. Okay.
Don't know about this year. Actually, I can't say. But
so you do know, but you're not telling us.
No, I actually don't know. I don't know. But it really is a good night. I'll give you a special tour around the lights if you need it.
Okay, cool. Yeah, all right, so you're going to treat the gang?
Yeah, I'll treat the gang to a night on the beers and a tour around the lights.
Done. We're going to Vivid.
25th of May.
I went last year. I thought it was great. It was amazing.
Do you have 3 beers?
No.
This year, yeah.
Come with me.
I will.
I did the website.
What date is that? From the 25th of May.
And she had freebie.
25th of May. Don't forget the
25th
of May.
25th of May.
Footy fans.
Oh, God.
Now, voting closes on the 20th of April.
It does. We've surpassed 30,000 votes, Jess. Yep. So that's pretty
cool,
isn't
it? That's amazing. Congratulations. That's really, really good.
It's good, yeah. It's getting a bit touchy now because I'm watching the votes come in and seeing what the results could, where they all stand.
Yeah.
It's touch and go. I just can't pick a winner at the moment. Mm-hmm. Especially with like just a week and a half to go till voting closes. You just don't know who's going to. Who's going to get up? I've got an idea.
I hope it's coming in the right direction, but I won't.
You're doing all right. It's
not me personally.
Yeah, it's certain categories.
Everyone's
doing well.
That's really good.
But there's a week and a half to go, and you know yourself, in a week and a half, something like that can just go mental, and we don't know it.
Trying to get it back on social media.
In a week and a half, you can be top of the league and end up being second. You know what I mean?
So you're a United fan talking. Johnny,
JMO rolls his eyes.
Huh? Turn the mic off.
I have to turn you off as well.
Yeah, what we've got now is Johnny's back. League's taking me all
yes,
over
the real world game.
Go on, tell us who the NRL. Oh, he loves his NRL. Come
on,
Johnny.
It's the greatest game of all. What do you want to know?
Just give us a round up for this week.
When will the Tigers win? When?
Only they can answer that.
They are
in the completion of round six. You'd say the Melbourne Storm, Broncos, the Sharks, and the Bulldogs, even though they lost other pace setters.
Last week, you can still get $6.50 on Melbourne Storm to win the competition.
Could you?
Get on them then.
Sharks.
They're going to win it. Melbourne Storm will win.
I cannot believe the Sharks are going to win.
Rabbitohs are on the way up with a bullet. You get to see GI in form, Everingham, and young Adam Reynolds guiding the troops around the park. He's coming good.
And then when does
happy to lose stand out?
Yeah, Sandow's been terrible, hasn't he?
He's stuck at Parramatta now behind an atrocious pack.
And what about the state of origin? That's come up in it.
State of origin, James Tamau has declared his allegiance to New South Wales and Australia, the big Titans front rower.
I wonder what he was going to say then.
No, because he's born in New Zealand, come here at age 13, and he says, I want to be a blue on a roof. You've seen the light. Jason Tomolo from the Cowboys.
So can Subs make the finals?
Yes, they're a big show. And your injury pending, which has hurt them in previous
seasons.
Sam
Baird. What's that music? Sam Baird, just the big English lad. Injured again.
Yes, Roy Asatazi, as you said. So, yes, injury pending.
Somebody break Fatty Inglis.
Yeah,
breaking him? No, we know you're the Rabbitohs at fullback.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, well, after you beat us in golden goal last week, on the most ridiculous.
Well, I go for the Rabbitohs, so I'm very happy to see it.
Unbelievable.
And in
you're
cricket,
an A-leaguer, aren't you?
Anything on cricket?
Well, Pommies have kept the number one ranking.
England kept the number one ranking, boys.
And yeah, Australia is, what, precariously?
Fourth.
None for 40-odd, chasing 449. Stump stage two, the first test against the Windies over in the Windies.
Just quickly, so next weekend, the week coming up, we've got the AFA Cup next rounds. So we've got Liverpool, Everton.
Yeah.
What's it to do with NRL?
We're changing the subject. Okay. It's sensitive.
But you're comfortable
with the AFA Cup. I'll get in the drink room. Surrey Hills, a lot of good places in Surrey Hills.
Right,
to go after hours.
Yep.
Cheers
bar where we are now. That's definitely 100% with Fernsey.
Yep.
This is the 100% Liverpool bar.
Yes.
And then,
why were you all on Saturday?
Regardless of wind-ups a couple of weeks ago from certain blue shite, so...
All right, and then Everton, we're all going to the...
And who's the other game? Or it's not on yet?
No, that's...
Spurs, Chelsea.
Is that that's on the Sunday.
Mainly Penrith tonight also.
But Everton will be going... So Liverpool are going to come here, Everton are going to go to the Royal Exhibition in Surrey Hills,
where they'll be well looked after. And I'll be wearing blue that day, by the way. I'm going for Everton.
The Royal Exhibition, even though given very short notice, have been absolutely spot on. So they look like they're very welcoming. So that'd be good, and it keeps both set of fans apart. Times we live in.
Where's the Rook?
Shame, really.
Nah, Central Station, which is a big all-in.
Oh, missing Central Station.
Obviously. Central Station have an all-in.
Kick off.
And then the next day, it's Spurs and Chelsea. Chelsea, I don't know. Down in Melbourne.
They don't have any fans there. They're not going to have any fans here.
In Melbourne, they've got Fluid Oz. That's their bar, so they'll have a good turnout down there. In Sydney, Chelsea haven't got a supporters club, but Spurs will be going to Triple Ace, and they always get a good turnout,
yeah,
so that'd be pretty cool. And then if you're up in Brisbane, everyone is all in, not in a brawl, just in the,
the
pig and whistle.
Just going back to the Liverpool event here at Cheers, obviously with this weekend being the anniversary of Hillsborough, we'll again be collecting donations for the Hillsborough Family Support Group.
Raised a few bob for that, haven't you? Know?
Yeah, we ended up sending them over $2,000 from the last one for the Cardiff for
the Cardiff
game in the Carling Cup final, and we're hoping to do similar numbers again. We have to thank Lee, Footy Fans Down Under, and the Everton Supporters Club chipped in, as well as Cheers matched the money that we raised
Great.
So
that's a really
that doubled
story.
It up to $2,000. So yeah, fantastic. But we're basically looking at doing the same sort of number again, so we can send them another nice amount over for the semi-final, because there's no guarantee for either side that we'll be going to the final. So
we are going to go to the final.
God, I wish I'd see you next Sunday.
See.
Follow the Yellowbrick Road. Do you like that?
You didn't think of it yourself.
Yeah. Yellowbrick Road.
Oh, Jesus.
So we've come to the end of another.
Hang on, before we go, Dave Warner took 2 wickets too.
Yeah, first Test wicket for Australia.
With his little leggies. With his little leggies.
Hey, I did like Dave Warner's.
Horton Bold.
Yeah,
and
cracker.
And Hussey at Gully, wasn't it?
And Ponton dropped one.
He's dropped them before, that's life.
Yeah, so, final notice: any fans wanting to be involved in the new Sydney A League club kicking off at Mounties Club at Mount Pritchard on this Thursday.
Where is Mount Pritchard?
Out west in Parramatta Bogan Territory. Sydney FC perspective. I quite like that the Sydney fans forum come up with the nickname of the unicorns for the new.
Yeah, what's the unicorn? Mythical.
They're mythical creatures.
Unicorns are mythical, and so is Western Sydney.
Yeah.
Right up and yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, there's I like the fact that Sydney fans have been crapping on about how Western Sydney's all mythical.
All this Western Sydney stuff. They haven't emailed me anything.
It'll be starting from this week.
No, only so we can get the information coming through. But they haven't sent anything.
Well, that's probably all going to start off from this week, so yeah.
You follow me on Twitter, though.
Really? That will be the end of you and I, Lee.
I'm not
going to
go for them. I'm just following the information so I can see what's coming through to share the love. Mm. I'll go to Derby with you next year.
Yeah, you will. So that's the end of this beautiful Monday in Sydney at Cheers Bar.
27 degrees.
It is about 27 degrees and it's autumn. Ridiculous. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, Lee. Thanks, JMO. Thanks, Guinness. Thanks to the stalls up the back, our fans. And goodbye to Mr. and Mrs. Jane. I mean,
and thanks for the Grolsch.
And it's been great 11 weeks, hasn't it, Lee? With your in-laws?
Yeah, superb.
Yeah, looking forward to some time with just your missus.
A long time.
I'll be back in a month.
Get that laptop back out now, okay?
I'll be back in a month.
Happy trials. Happy trials, Jess.
And you are going to be on the podcast.
You're going to be on the UK podcast.
Yep, we're just finalising a time.
How many editions? Just the one, or
just the one?
Will you be flying your flag at the
UK podcast? She's going to be on it.
We'll just say yes, then.
Back on the phone again.
Yes, I will be there. How about that?
And I've told
Can you give the Rabbitohs a mention?
Have you got your Aussie flag for TV on the game?
I've got my Southern Crest tattoo on my
Don't
shoulder.
Don't be getting into any stupid ball game bets while you're over there.
Yeah, is there any chance of running into? Is there any chance of you running into Andrea Cole?
No.
I'm going to Ireland for a wedding. So
can you look her up for me, please?
Hey,
sure.
And watch Dan Silva, because he's. He looks a bit of a smoothie on all his photos, but he looks like Ross out of Friends, doesn't he?
He does a bit.
Yeah, so I think he might sign.
Please. Anyway, happy Easter, everybody, and
thank you, Jess. You've been brilliant.
I'll see you in a month. I'll see you in a month, everybody.
And we'll be back next week.
And thanks, cheers, and thanks, Walsh.
All right,
see you.
See ya.